All right, everyone. As you can see, it's just Lou here. We have no Devontae today. Life happens, you know? Devontae at Youngblood. Before we get into this day's episode, I was thinking about this, like, it's wild how I'm 32, right? No kids, nothing. My biggest responsibility is doing this, you know? Homeboy over here is like 24. He's got like two kids, a wife. That's why he's out. His kids were sick last week. He's sick this week. And he's taking care of the sick kids. Working a new job. Like all life happening. You know what I mean? But we still got to make it happen. So we're doing a solo. Just Lou today. Hope you like it. We'll see what happens, you know. I don't have a lot of that all right professional that Devontae does. But, you know, that's why he's Sunny Delight, you know. And I'm Luscious Lou. We all got our things. But anyway, just want to explain what was going on. Devontae will be back next week, and we'll go over his way. Because what we're doing this week is going over how I personally run a session with the client. Next week, Devontae will talk about his. Now, we work with general population or blue-collar workers more and skaters, as you know. Devontae handles a lot of the skating aspect more. He's a really good teacher. He can teach you how to skate and knows all that. I just love doing it. Love the history of it, the culture of it and all that. But he's really our skate guy. I really like to focus on blue collar and gen pop because that's where I came from. You know, 10 years in Manhattan electrical work for the union. I know about it. You know, and I'm a gen pop person just like you. You know, all my clients, gen pop, you know. So that's what we focus on. So I'm just going to run through a regular session of what I go through. Typically an hour. I'm not that like has to be 60-minute guy. Nah, like it's an hour. It could be hour 15, depending, you know. We got to get that work in. So what we always do, the way I like to run a session is depending on how many days a week I'm seeing someone, I'd like to hit all the planes of motion that we go through as a human, which will be the sagittal, frontal, and transverse, just how our body operates through space and time, you know? So I like to, you know, to make sure we're correlating what we do in the gym over into life, I try to hit all the aspects that we do in life in the gym, you know? So, like, let's say we're going to do a sagittal plane day, which is going to be more flexion stuff in front of you type of things, you know? Squatting, be nice, one of them, you know, something like that. So what I'll do is I'll mobilize first, and I'll mobilize the spine and the hips typically. Because we're very stiff there. You know, you need a mobile thoracic spine. You need mobile hips. A lot of the injuries we get in life come from being too stiff. Excuse me, being too stiff and not mobile. So first thing we'll do is mobilize, right? Let's say we're going to do some cat camels. We'll do some sets of cat camels. Maybe two sets. And we go by breaths. We don't go by time. You know, if I'm doing a cat camel right now, I'm going to inhale. I believe it's the camel side. And then exhale. Really trying to extend that spine. We're going to do some of that with the breath. Then we'll do some couch stretches. You throw your back leg up. You stretch forward. I'm sure Devontae showed it throwing the notes. He's really good at doing stuff like that. We'll do a little demonstration of what the cat camel is with the couch stretches. Because this couch stretch is going to stretch out the front side of your thighs, your quads over there. You know, you really get that going. Because we're going to use a lot of that today in the sagittal way. And then what we'll do, depending, see, I like to then stabilize. But then if we're going to do something, sometimes the stability part of my workout session will be right before a bigger lift. Let's say I got someone trap bar deadlifting. They're going to do some stability work for the hip right before that, not right after the mobility part, right? Because what I like to do is mobilize, and I might stabilize, or we might pillar prep, which pillar prepping is just getting the body stacked. So it's bringing the ribs over a neutral pelvis. It's really core work, get your stomach ready to go, you know, fire that up, get the activated, if you will, let it know it's got to do some stuff, right? Then what I'll do is it's called CNS, central nervous system, where it's like, let's wake up, we're about to work out, you know, let's go. The workout's really starting to kick into some higher gear, more intensity, more volume, let's really kick it up. So that could be some medicine ball slams, that could be some hopping around if you're capable. You know, I got a client who loves doing ice skater hops left and right. We do those on frontal plane days, which is side-to-side movement. Phenomenal. Gets you going. Otherwise, we're doing some medicine ball slams all the way overhead with triple extension from the ankles, hips. Wow, look at me over here. You know what I mean? That's what happens. And the knees. How you doing? Sometimes, you know, when you're running your mind, you forget. Whatever. So triple extension, and then you slam down. Medicine ball slams. Again, Devontae, throw it in there. But we do that to get going, right? Now it's like, all right, let's go. Let's get it moving. And you notice sometimes when you wake up, you're just not ready to go. And then it's after you're moving. Okay. You know, that's why all these people tell you when you wake up, you should be moving right away. Don't go get out of bed, sit down somewhere else, get up, jump around a little bit, whatever. So after we do our central nervous, then we'll do like our main lifts. Now, again, Gen Pop, we're not working with full-blown athletes, right? We're working with just want to be better at life. You know, we don't want to impede life. We're like, I'm a electrician, so I got to be constantly like this. I can't be sore at work and beat up from a workout before. I got to enhance my capabilities at work by what we do in the gym. Now, let's say you're even an active person where you like to hike on the weekends. I'm not trying to bring you in the gym on a Thursday, destroy your legs, and you hate me on Saturday because you can't hike. That's how we do it. So what I like to do is to hit all the volume throughout the body is full body workouts. Well, we'll hit a squat pattern or a lunge pattern, a hinge pattern, a push pattern, a pull pattern, and a carry of sorts. Sometimes we'll put a throw in there, but typically the throw is our CNS work because we use a lot of medicine ball work, lightweight, obviously. You don't want to be taking 10-pound medicine balls and trying to throw them like you're Hercules. Take a 3-pounder and move it as fast as you can explosively. That's what you want to do. So what we'll do is let's say we're going to do a heels elevated goblet squat because it's sagittal plane day. So that's what we're looking to do. So you're holding the goblet here. Your heels are elevated and you're doing a squat. Trying to maintain the back as upright as possible from the back of your head, the back of your butt, keeping that neutral spine. Again, we'll throw it in the show notes. You know, then we might just do some basic glute bridges. You know what I mean? Because typically if I have a low external stability movement as our first movement, which means it's all you. You're not sitting down on something. You're not using a machine. You know, you're not holding on to anything. You're holding on to the kettlebell, and then you're doing a squat. So all the stability that stops you from going left, right, forward, back, turning, is your body. That's internal stability. So you want to hit those earlier in the session because it takes a lot of cognitive work. You have to focus a lot more, right? So depending on how that goes, if I feel the client can maintain more, and usually feel this after one or two sessions, really, really feel how they operate. Then we'll move on to either more external stabilized hip hinge movements where you might do some dumbbell RDLs, or we might have to get on the floor and do some glute bridges, something of that nature, right? Maybe some hip thrusts. Then what we'll go to is a push and a pull. That push could be floor presses just with dumbbells. It could be on a machine if we're really shot. Same thing with the pull. You know, it could be chest-supported rows, or it could be a machine row. You know, where you're not even holding dumbbells, you're holding full machine work. And then we're going to get you to do a carry. A carry could be either dumbbells in each hand for farmer's carries. We're either going to go for duration or we're going to go for a lot of weight for less duration. You know, you might just stand in place with the dumbbells if you're not ready yet for the walking and get your body used to maintaining that pressure, you know, of gravity, holding onto the weights. It's still going to work at glenohumeral up here to solidify in. You're still going to do phenomenal stuff, you know. Glenohumeral joint, that's where the humerus meets the scap over here. Yeah, and then you can do single arm carry, you know. You could just hold, what I like to do a lot is anti-flexion, where you hold a heavy weight and just don't let your body move. On the ground, really gripping the floor with your feet, phenomenal work. You really feel that in your core. And then you can walk with that, but you don't want to, you don't want to be a stagato about it. You want to walk nice and slow and controlled. Well, every movement you do, you want to basically be controlled through. The more you control the movement, the better it's going to carry over into life. You know, and you also want to always, something I always do with a client is try to focus in on focusing in. Meaning, when I'm with a client, I try to do the best to like have them there. Kind of like I want some feedback so I know, it's like I'm quizzing, you know? It's like, all right, let's look to, let me think of something here. Wow, we're in the spot. Like, this is my thing. This is the downfall, Lou, is I don't do notes in preparation. It's always organic with me. So you know you're with me right now at least? Whatever. Anyway, let's say it's like, all right, we're going to do a hip hinge. Push the butt back to the wall, right? We're trying to think about that. Or even better yet, an external cue because they're easier to understand. You have a string around your waist and it's pulling you back at the belt, behind your belt, right? Just that. I'm going to have them think about that. And then when they come back, I want to know what that felt like. And obviously, I'm watching it happen, you know? So we're going to have some feedback going on because then I can understand what you're learning and picking up. And I also understand that you're paying attention in the movement. You're not going through first rep, second rep, third rep, fourth rep. What am I having for dinner after this? Sixth rep. Shit, what are we doing Saturday? Seventh rep. Wow, this is getting annoying. Are we done yet? Eighth rep. Yo, how many more? You know, we want you to be focused because that's how what we do in the gym will correlate and excel and progress. You know, you could have someone working out every day for 3 months. And if they're not paying attention, they're just going there, they're doing the tweets, the texts, and you know, they're just going to go. Maybe building a habit, yeah. But you're not really doing much otherwise for your body, you know, physiologically, you know. You're not adapting, you know. So it's good. If you ever get through that, hey, at least you built a habit to go to the gym, you know. So that's the way I like to run it. And you don't want to throw too much out there either. Like, it's there to help, not to hinder. Workout, the gym, fitness, what we do, you know. All the client really ever has to do is show up and then just care for a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, once you start hitting machines, yeah, there's things I'm looking for you to look for. But that's more so we could just ride it home with the volume, you know. And that's really it. It's not like when I run a session personally, I'm not a drill instructor, you know. Some people love that style and we can work with that. But for me, the whole point is correlation and understanding. Like, if you don't, the client doesn't understand what we're doing and why, like most humans learning anything, it's going to be much harder to learn that topic, that anything, you know. So I always try to have them understand that. And that's a big thing about how I run a session, is making sure the client, and it's full engagement. You know, we're going to be talking about it. It's not just, you know, do this and I'll see you later to do that. Talk about how your weekend was, sure. But I also want to know what you're thinking about what we're doing here. I don't want to just tell you things and you're not a robot. So that's the way I like to run my sessions. We mobilize, we'll either pillar prep, CNS, then stabilize, then get strong. Or we'll mobilize, stabilize, pillar prep, CNS with the movement, getting ready, waking up. That's all CNS is, waking up. And then get to the workout. The workout part is stronger, you know, typically stronger. Because again, we deal with the blue collar section of the general population. And that's not to say we neglect athletes. You know, Devontae's our state coach. He could teach everything. But we're not neglecting athletes. I'm just talking about my usual client. So that's how we're running. And if you're interested in training, in the show notes and everything, you know where it is. www.xtremesf.com. You can find us there. You can find us on Instagram. My Instagram would be bombs_bodies.xsf. Devontae's. How horrible am I that I don't even remember right now? I you know what it is? I know it's like Devontae.xsf, but I got to I don't want to mess it up, so I'm just going to look on my phone for it. I think it's funny. Yeah, DEVANTE.XSF. Like, I'm telling you, he's teaching kids right now, young kids, 4 or 5 years old, how to skate. He runs it out in Minnesota, Third Lair, phenomenal sponsor of ours. If you're out in New York City, you want to train, we also do it remotely. And that's just what it is. We're literally just here looking to get people to live their life. Live their best life, that cliche saying, you know, like, meaning, again, if I'm blue collar during the week, I love doing activity on the weekend, or maybe I don't want to do shit on the weekend, but I don't want to be in pain at work. Okay. I'm through. Pain management, because pain is just more applied force over the tissue tolerance. So your body's just not capable of doing it right now. So let's get your body capable of doing it, because everyone's capable of being extreme at you. So we talk about extreme strength and fitness, you know? So that's it. We're going to wrap it up. I'm going to take one more sip of my coffee, and we're going to have it a day. Next week, Devontae will be back. It'll be more of an intertwined conversation, if you will. This is 14 minutes of me just rambling into how I run a session. Again, if you're interested, what we do here, I think a great effect we personally love to do is personal. You see who I am, I see who you are, and let's help each other grow. Because the better a client does, the better I do. Really, dude, if you look at that, you know, it's a reciprocal, right? Reciprocal relationship, I believe they call those. So that's our thing, is we for real got our clients' best interests at heart. And that's your shit. That's some cool stuff. All right, I hope everyone's like, or enjoy, you like it, you enjoy it. whatever, share it. If you want to reach out, I said it before, you see in the show notes, just hit a DM, hit an email, hit something. Don't hit someone else. Don't hit your hand on a beam. Send us something, right? You're welcome.